landfill. Strangely enough, it isn't actually to do with a lack of involvement, as Australia recycled about 60% of the total waste we produced in 2014 to 2015, according to the latest National Waste Report. In response, industry leaders have admitted that Australia's recycling industry is in crisis. Speaking to us today about this is Trevor Thornton, a lecturer in Hazardous Materials Management at Deakin University. Trevor, thanks so much for your time this morning.
No worries, Tess. How are you?
Very well, thank you. So I suppose for, the rest of us who don't have a real good perception or, starting point on what is a good amount of recyclable, a waste that we recycled as opposed to not so good, where does 60% stand? You know, we've recycled 60% of our waste. Is that very good?
Yeah, we're actually pretty good. Sometimes those figures, you need to drill down a little bit into, they sort of include not just households, but like total waste and recyclables generated from commercial, industrial sources, etc. But coming from households and also, office buildings, shopping centres, etc., we're pretty good there. We're up the top of the list in terms of the world rankings.
And so on the 1st of January, China stopped accepting 24 categories of solid waste. It disrupted a bunch of exports, more than 600,000 tonnes of material out of Australia each year. What effect do you think that has had on our industry?
It's had a fairly massive effect. It stopped the potential recycling of these materials. At the moment, they're currently stockpiled in Australia. But we're sort of, reaching that tipping point where the stockpiles are too big, and so the material will probably end up going to landfill unless alternate markets can be found. But looking for the silver lining, it's raised the issue of waste management in Australia quite significantly. So a lot more people are talking about it and looking for solutions. So that's probably a good thing.
Are there anything in particular about Australia that makes waste management, unique from situations in other countries?
Well, we've got a lot of land and we've got a lot of holes in the ground. So sort of disposing of waste hasn't been a huge problem for Australia. So we've been sort of fairly, slack in terms of what we're doing. In European countries, America, England, Canada, etc., where landfill space has been quite scarce, they've been putting a lot of effort into how they recycle, certainly avoiding waste and looking at alternative ways of dealing with it, such as waste to energy. We haven't really gone down that pathway.
And so industry leaders have come out with this quote that's been floating around, Australia's recycling industry is in crisis. What do you make of that?
Well, yes, it is. And there's really two fundamental issues. One that from our households, we put a lot of contaminants in there, things that can't be recycled. As an example, a plastic shopping bag put into your household recycling, when it goes through the processing facilities, it acts like paper and it ends up contaminating the paper and cardboard stream. And that's one of the issues that China has been objecting to it, and it made the decision to ban materials. So our contamination rates are quite high. And the other side is businesses in Australia are not buying the recycled material to use as their raw materials. And again, that's something that needs to be done. So we, in fact, should be able to recycle and then process and then sell it all in Australia.
And so moving forward, how do we combat this?
I think that as individuals, we've got to take a lot more responsibility about what we put into our bins. We've got to understand more. But that involves a reasonable degree of education by councils and governments and the recyclers, focusing on what is and what is not, and avoid any of that confusion. So, again, an example would be that we go to the supermarket and there's a bin there for you can put your plastic bags in. So when you go home, you think, oh, plastic bags can be recycled, so I'll put them in my recycling bin at home, when in fact you generally can't. So we've got to sort of look at that, but also I think the governments have got to look at how can they encourage businesses to use recycled materials, and it might be incentives, tax breaks. I mean, there's a whole range of economic instruments, that they can use, apart from that feel-good of looking at, people's sort of social and environmental, needs of appeasing the community.
And so just before I do let you go, Trevor, is there anything that, I guess, you know, day-to-day people listening, is there anything that we tend to be doing wrong when it comes to recycling? You mentioned putting plastic bags in recycling there earlier.
I think what we've got to do is have a look at, first of all, how we can avoid it. Recycling's good, but it's not the best. So we've got to look at how can we avoid it. And that might be putting pressure on things, organisations such as supermarkets, department stores to reduce their packaging. But we've got to understand that what we put in our bins is our responsibility. So we should understand, and if we're not certain, visit the council websites, talk to the council officers, and just find out exactly what you can do so that we don't get the situation where other markets might say, hey, we don't want your stuff anymore.
Well, Trevor, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
No worries. Thank you, Tess. Cheers. Bye.
That was Trevor Thornton, a lecturer in Hazardous Materials Management at Deakin University, having a bit of a chat with us this morning about the challenges facing Australia's recycling industry.